Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Labor Day, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hope you've had a phenomenal weekend, a nice holiday, and you're ready for the Green Bay Packers to prepare for the Detroit Lions week one on Sunday in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Can you tell I'm a little excited? I'm a little hopped up. I'm a little fabulous thinking about Micah Parsons as a Green Bay Packer. Still hasn't sunk in. I'll let you guys know when it does. And I know we've got reports out there about his back. People, you know, we've talked about it here on Packers Daily before, and I'll remind you that most information that we get, especially from the national, quote, insiders, 90% of it is there because somebody wants you to know about it. I'll just put that out there and you can do with it as you will, but there is no way on God's green earth that Doc McKenzie et al. Signed off on the Micah Parsons trade and passed him on a physical without knowing everything about this and have a plan to deal with it, mitigate it, etc., and have him out there on Sundays. This is what I talk about when I mention everything these guys go through with their bodies, mitigating every type of pain to be out there on Sundays to perform. This is just a kind of a look inside of the type of thing that happens week in and week out in the NFL across the league for guys to be able to go out there and play. So I don't want to belabor it because I do think it is very clearly driven by an agenda down in Dallas, but I understand that's how the game is played. But the important news of the day, the actual important news, is Rashid Walker telling reporters in the locker room after practice that he will be starting at left tackle against the Lions on Sunday. Now, I don't know if this officially means he won the job because Elgton Jenkins remains out. And who knows what the plan might be if Elgton is unable to go. I would suspect Sean Ryan kicks into center and Jordan Morgan slides over to right guard. I would be my suspicion. But we'll see. Wednesday is obviously the most important day of the week when we get our first injury report. And that's when I'll start to kind of have a better idea of who might be able to go and who might not. Nate Hobbs clearly has not practiced all training camp essentially since that first day in pads. He was back at the practice field in a rehab capacity today. Again, Wednesday is super important as far as not only his participation, his ability to go at all, but what his listing is on the injury report, the initial injury report, hopefully we'll have him as a limited participant would be my guess. But we'll sit here and we'll watch for the next 48 hours, any reports, anything going on in that regard. Elgton Jenkins and Nate Hobbs are your two kind of, I guess, the two names you definitely want to be watching for heading into Wednesday and getting that first injury report. But Rashid Walker, going to be your starting left tackle. And look, he's had some pretty good games against the Lions over the course of his career. He's going to have to bring his A game because, you know, the Lions are going to be gunning for bear. They have embarrassed the Packers the last couple times they've come to Lambeau. Packers are going to have to get off to a hot start, something they've had a real problem doing against this Lions squad. So all eyes there at Rashid Walker, the Packers offensive line, the Packers in general on Sunday. Cannot wait. Can't wait to talk to you fine folks. What's going on, people in the comments? How you doing, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. You guys know I have to give a shout out, but ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to give a shout out to a new partner here at Cheesehead TV. Shout out to ThetaCare. That's right. ThetaCare is on a mission to improve the health and well-being of the communities they serve, empowering individuals to live their unique best lives. As one of the leading nonprofit providers in Wisconsin, ThetaCare is dedicated to compassionate, effective care for everyone. Their team of skilled experts is committed to supporting the local community through innovative care techniques, educational resources, clinical research, and a patient-first approach. They are proud to be your partner in your health journey. That's right. Big shout out to ThetaCare. Thank you so much for coming on board. You can find out more information about ThetaCare in the link in the description of this video. And just because it's the first time we're able to talk about ThetaCare here on the channel, I want to give them an extra special shout out because of something they did for me and my family a couple years ago. My father had a very scary moment And he ended up at Theta Care in Appleton. And I cannot tell you how phenomenal they were in caring for him. So a bit of a personal kind of journey for myself and my family. I really appreciate them, all the work they do. And I want to give them a little extra shout out here with a video that they've prepared for the Cheesehead TV audience.
Expertise follows inspiration. That's why more than a dozen of the nation's top cardiovascular specialists have chosen ThetaCare as their destination to deliver exceptional care. By infusing local care with new expertise throughout ThetaCare, we're creating a healthier future for all. Meet the experts at thetacare.org/heart.
That's right. More information in the description of this video. Make sure you check it out. Let's get to your comments, your questions. What's going on, everybody? Look at all these fine folks lining up to talk about the green and gold. Cheesehead Joey, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. On a scale of 1 to oh shit, how worried are you about Parsons back? Negative 10. Again, there's no way the Packers sign off on this trade without knowing about it and without putting him through the paces, so to speak, in a physical. Doc McKenzie and the Packers medical staff, yeah, they're real famous for bending the rules and being really lenient about, you know, things that are going to cause problems in the future. They're notorious for being loosey-goosey with the rules. If you talk to Martellus Bennett. No, I ain't worried about it. This is just part of the league, man. It's part of getting back out on the field and playing with a bad back. Elgton Jenkins dealing with a bad back. Aaron Banks dealing with a bad back. I ain't worried about it. Get out there. Tear it up. Can't wait. Doug Hype, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. The Russ Ballin t-shirt will sell out in 5 minutes. Absolute fire. What a legend. Yep. Whole lot of new merch in the Cheesehead TV merch store. You can find a link here on YouTube and on our homepage for the store. Tons of new great designs from Brent, including Russ Baller. Absolutely love it. Ian, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. What's up, Nags? Hello, Dennis. Think about the Steelers game now with Parsons included. Just think about how A-Rob will feel. LOL. See you on the 6th. Yeah, that is something. It's funny you should mention that because I did talk to a former Packers player over the course of the last couple days who was saying how tough it must be for Aaron to watch them draft a receiver in the first round, go out and make his huge swing for a defensive star when that's really all Aaron Rodgers ever wanted, right? Was that kind of activity. And now that team gets to go into Pittsburgh and take on their former quarterback, absolute legendary quarterback. But yeah, that's got to sting a little bit. I am sure. No question about it. Joe Mailman, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. I know the first game of the year is not a must win, but the Packers have lost 3 straight at home to the Lions. This game feels more important than most. I mean, there's a couple of factors there, right? The fact that they haven't opened at home under LaFleur ever is significant. The fact that they finally get a home opener, but then, of course, the NFL turning it around and making it as difficult as possible with a team that, yes, has certainly had the Packers number, especially at Lambeau, which is crazy to think about. But Dan Campbell has pushed all the right buttons with his squad in that environment and against Matt LaFleur's team. So, yeah, it's important. Now, is it a must win? Nope. It's one game out of 17. It's a divisional game, so there's certainly more importance there. It's a conference game. It matters in the long term as far as seeding and the playoffs and what have you, but it is just one game. But they definitely should win this one. Come on. 3 in a row at Lambeau? Unacceptable. And that's the other part of it, right? Getting back to not only making Lambeau Field a problem for people to come in and win at, but just divisional games, dropping divisional games, dropping as many divisional games as they did last year, especially the way they did so at home. You talk about completely unacceptable and needing to, if you want to take that step that we've talked about all offseason regarding becoming the team you want to be as far as a contender goes. Man, a contender ain't dropping all those home games against their divisional opponents. You got to come out and assert your dominance from the get-go. And that is certainly the hope on Sunday. Chase, thanks for the super chat, super sticker. Appreciate you. Evil Badger, thanks for the super chat, man. I hope nobody bought a 22 golden jersey since his new number is 0. I wish numbers were still given out by position. Man, I'll just repeat what I said on the radio last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever it was when we were talking about whatever number Micah Parsons was going to have. Man, they can wear hieroglyphics for all I care. Just ball out. You know, and absolutely, 22, if you bought that jersey, and I know some people did, certainly becomes a collector's item. And you can talk about how it was an homage to his grandmother. That's fine by me. Of course, I didn't lay out the money for one, but I get it. It's a little bit frustrating, but that is also a cautionary tale why you might want to wait till the season starts. But yeah, as far as the positional thing, certainly that's old school, right? I am certainly of that disposition, but I understand the game moves on and guys want to pick their numbers and they like not having to be confined to certain, you know, number swaths. So Godspeed, gentlemen. Like I said, I don't care what you're wearing. You can wear a picture of your mother for all I care on the back of your jersey. Just ball out. What's up, Kevin? How you doing, man? Is it Sunday yet? Also, bourbon is good. 10-10. No notes on that super chat. Outstanding. EVD, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. What's up, longtime listener? Thank you so much for everything you do. Trying to figure out who I should get for my first jersey. Who's your favorite current player based off their vibes slash energy? Oh, buddy. I appreciate the sentiments. I will say, first up, and something I've talked about many times here, go for a legend, man. Go for a Bart Starr, a Reggie White. Go for a legendary jersey so you don't get your heart broke. So someone doesn't end up leaving in free agency or getting traded. God forbid anyone bought a Kenny Clark jersey this offseason. Because Kenny Clark would have been my answer 2 weeks ago. Legit. So, man, current player, come on. I think right now you can't go wrong with either Golden or Parsons. No one or zero. You got I.O. here, baby. You got input, output. You got digital. Let's go. I would also say you could go with Edgerrin Cooper. He's a budding star. Entering into year two. Hopefully they get him locked up sooner rather than later once he's able to. And he goes on to become a legend, right? A Packers great. It's always tough, man. Godspeed on your quest. Derek, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. Just pre-ordered my Parsons jersey. Go Pack, go. That's what I'm talking about, brother. Get out ahead of it. Inglewood, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. Gutekunst tried to make a huge splash in 2018 with Mac when Rodgers was still QB. Yes, he most certainly did. But he came up short. Something that is or has been a theme throughout Gutekunst and, let's say it, Ted Thompson's tenure, right? So certainly to see it finally come to fruition, understandable that Rodgers or even some other ex-players may be a little, maybe not remorseful, maybe not bitter, but like a little wistful, you know? I don't think it's a serious thing, but I understand it. Brian Price, thanks for the super chat, man. I love the fan bases that are acting like Micah Parsons wouldn't enhance their team and they wouldn't want him. Oh, the copium has been incredible. Are you kidding me? The streets have been filled with copium in every NFC North town, in every, you know, nook and cranny of Dallas, certainly in Minnesota, Chicago, and Detroit. They have turned the copium up to 11. It has been so fun to watch. I mean, that has been chef's kiss. Of course they think it's, oh, they paid so much, they ruined their cap, blah, blah. He's not good against the run, which is just a telltale sign that you know what the fuck you're talking about when it comes to ball. It's everything that's going on in all the NFC North towns in the coping with this great move from the Packers is hilarious. Here's my handle. Thanks to Super Chat, man. With the Lions having two new coordinators and Parsons coming in with no film in Halfley's defense, do you think the Lions will start slow or will they hit the ground running and be efficient? It's a billion-dollar question right there, man. The most interesting thing for me will be the approach on offense and how it continues to accent a lot of what Ben Johnson did, or if they maybe not stray from that formula, but I think, you know, a big component of what made Jared Goff so successful with Johnson was how they got the ball out of his hand so quickly. Now it helps. They've had a very good offensive line over Goff's tenure, though they did lose their center this offseason. But yeah, that's the biggest component for me. The way Johnson in his two games against Halfley last year, and this is something obviously you'll have to watch for when they play Chicago this season, he really did a good job of playing against some of his tendencies and really kind of catching Halfley in pressure looks. Right now, Parsons really changes that equation. So you can have all the plans you want, but if you're not having to commit numbers to pressure the quarterback, obviously you have a lot more bodies to work with in coverage, and that should mitigate some of that stuff if they choose to go down that route. But it's week one. There's not a whole lot of film for you to bank on as far as this particular play caller. It's a real kind of unscouted look Super Bowl, so to speak, you know, from the Lions on both sides of the ball, really. I think they'll continue to be the type of team you've seen under Dan Campbell regardless, right? They'll still be physical on defense. They're going to be sticky in coverage to the point where maybe they see how much they can get away with. And if and when they do that, the Packers have to react well. You know, don't get in your head. Don't overreact. Don't complain at the officials. Just keep playing your game. Because that's something, that's a Dan Campbell accent, right? That's something he wants his guys to be physical, to play to the echo of the whistle each and every down. Packers cannot rise to that bait, so to speak. That is going to continue no matter who's calling those plays. But yeah, man, it's going to be fascinating. It's going to be fascinating to see. Brian Price, what's up, man? How about them Cowboys? Good leaks today. Good leaks today, Jerry. Mike Witt, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags. Eeyore number two checking in. With us having Micah now, really looking forward to seeing Valentine ball out. The kid is going to ball out this year. You would hope that being able to rush with four, right, and play coverage over the top, specifically a lot of the too high stuff that they like. They ran a bunch of cover two last year. I suspect that continues. But when they do go man, the few times they do a game, you don't really have to commit numbers with your rush. So more often than not, Valentine should have some help over the top. I love his physicality. I think he really improved as last year went on. I'm very anxious to see him pick up where he left off and continue to grow, because I do think he is a starting caliber corner in the NFL. And I think we're going to see that right out of the gate. I don't doubt for a moment they will go after him. Here's hoping he responds the way we all know he can. Patrick, thanks for the super chat, man. Oliver, 6'2", 240. Micah, 6'3", 245. Learns a thing about playing that light. Can only hope he ends up half as good, but found size slash weight comp interesting. I mean, Oliver is a lighter dude, but let's get him, you know, into pads first. I mean, he's on PUP, has not practiced one single down yet this summer. Ways to go there. But certainly, you see the player of that stature and you think, okay, if this guy can do it, maybe the other guy can. There's such a long way to go. I'd prefer to see him actually step on an NFL football field first before we start comparing him to a three-time All-Pro. That's just me. But dream away. Ooh, William James, out of left field here. Do you think Bakhtiari will ever play again? Sadly, I do not. I would suspect that if he were going to, he'd be on a squad by now. It's sad. I hate it. Obviously, was never able to really completely come back from that knee injury. Although, speaking of epidurals and everything Parsons is going to go through to be on a field, shout out to David Bakhtiari for the 15 times a season he was draining his knee so he could continue to play for the Packers as long as he did. And, you know, I know we've talked about it a ton. The fact that he hurts himself in a fucking practice is just cruel. Football guys laughing at us, but that guy went through absolute fucking hell to try to continue to play for as long as he did. But yeah, once, you know, he had that one game in Chicago a couple years ago and then had to get shut down from then till now, if it was going to happen, it probably would have happened. And the fact that it hasn't would suggest that, yeah, he's probably done. It sucks because let me tell you this, he is absolutely deserving of being in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And that is not overreaction. That is not hyperbole. He should be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. I doubt he will be because his career was cut short, but that is the level he played at for the majority of his career. Who knows, man? If Sterling Sharp can get in, maybe somewhere down the line David can get in, but he absolutely should be a Hall of Famer. No question. Mike Witt, thanks for the super chat, man. The only thing better than Mike on Packers would have been if the news had been broken during Transplants Wednesday, just to see Corey's reaction. Mike, I had a very similar thought, no doubt about it, because I was going through and rewatching Transplants and picking stuff for clips and whatever, and I thought, oh man, you know, if we just had the Micah news while we were live, to watch Corey's head explode would be amazing. But hey, we'll get to talk about it this week on Packer Transplants on Wednesday, and we may have a special guest. TBD. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what's known in the business as a tease. Doug Hype, how you doing, man? Hey, Nags. We have a Hall of Fame pass rusher on our team. Makes me want a cold glass of Carry the G Cream Ale. You know what? I'm thinking the exact same thing.
Well, we carry the G wherever we may be. So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Speaking of Carry the G, do not forget this Saturday. I can't believe I'm saying those words. This Saturday, our first ever kickoff party at D2 Sports Pub in Green Bay, right down the street from Lambeau Field, starting at 7 p.m. We're going to be drinking Carry the G. You can try it if you haven't. They'll have plenty on offer. Come say hello to Corey and myself. We'll talk Packers. And then, yes, 9 o'clock, we'll have a live performance by Motel Men. Going to be a good time. Hope you can come out this Saturday night, 7 p.m. I'll see you there. Going to be a good time. NA Productions, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Micah's back looked good at practice. It did, didn't it? Funny how that works. Also funny how that report came out after all the stuff was released about Micah at practice. Curious timing, wasn't it? Interesting. Evil Badger, how you doing, man? Thanks again. I want Parsons to prove the national pundits wrong and play well in cold Green Bay. He played at Penn State, Eeyore number one. He will be fine in the cold. Everyone else is playing in the cold too, and he is better than almost everyone else on the field. Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm sick of some of these national folks trying to like do Jerry's work and put this in a bad light. This is a home run move from the Packers, no matter how you want to look at it and try to spin it. Tyler, what's up, man? Not sure if it has been talked about, but I'm glad we don't have to cancel John Kuhn for the Michael freaking Parsons tweet. I'm glad you brought this up. Because as I said, someone, I can't remember who it was, but someone on Twitter was going after John about it. And I said point blank, if you took that tweet as anything other than funny, then you really need to get off Twitter and reevaluate how your relationship with the internet exists. Because that was a funny tweet. And some of you just lost your fucking minds. No one needed to be canceled for that tweet. It was funny. So funny, in fact, that it is now a shirt in the Cheesehead TV store. So check it out. Traveling Panda, how you doing, man? I love where your head's at. I'll talk three Super Bowl wins in a row. See, now that's what I'm talking about. And that's where the contract lines up, right? His first 3 years, the cap hits are certainly palpable before things really kind of explode, where they'll probably have to renegotiate. So yeah, win the next three Super Bowls. I'm down. I love it. Let's go. And Tatic, thanks for the super chat. Prost. And now, see, now you're making me want a beer. Mike Witt, thanks again, man. Your special guest on Transplants is going to be Ricky Scoops, isn't it, Nex? Hey, if Ricky Scoops wants to let us know who he really is, he or she really is, I'm down. I'm totally down. Nicholas, thank you for the super sticker. Greatly appreciate you. Don't want to miss anyone. Sean, do players even really need to wear numbers? You know, it helps in identification, but no, not really. Mr. J, what's up, man? Hey, Nags, is it your understanding that the Packers can still re-sign a couple of their players given the money they're paying Parsons? Some of it might be tricky. What's nice about Parsons' deal is it is, I believe, the cap hit this season for 2025 is under $10 million. It's like 9-point-something. They have maneuverability. I would suspect, though, they'll probably hold off. Could they? Yes, dependent on how they want to structure things. But at this moment, I would suspect they would probably let the season play out and do most of that heavy lifting after the season, where they will undoubtedly have to let plenty of dudes go. The good thing is, and we talked a little bit about this with Justice the other day, they're pretty much not one for one, but they've got good kind of up and coming players behind most of the dudes that they'll have to let go. So could they? They could. I think I would suspect that they hold off, but never say never. We shall see. Nicholas, thanks again, man. Should I go to the game Sunday or wait for a game when Micah won't be on the pitch count? I feel like the energy will be electric Sunday. Oh, don't wait. Go Sunday, dude. And then come out to our kickoff party Saturday night. But yes, oh, dude, the home opener? Come on. You got to be there. Even if Parsons is on a pitch count, who cares? If he plays 10 snaps and gets to the quarterback twice, party. Let's do it. That's what I'm talking about. All right, buddy, I got to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Patreon members, Carry the G Club members, do not forget, we have happy hour tonight. That's right. Had to do it early this week. Tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock Lambeau time. The information is on your respective pages. Everyone, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.